Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here is that crazy one. It wasn't a person. It was somebody's dog.
All right.
An adventurous dog was rescued in the nick of time on Saturday after covering 100 miles during 5 weeks on the run, including doggy paddling to an island a mile off of England's southern coast.
Well, that's the only stroke he knows, Miles.
Amber's a five-year-old retriever and was initially rescued as a street pup in Qatar and brought to the UK by a charity. She was placed with a family inside the New Forest National Park. That's in the south part of England. But stayed only one night. Now, Jess Wadsworth was amazed to discover that Amber had escaped the yard with an 8-foot-high fence on April 25th. And for the next 36 days, Amber was tracked through the national park, across Hampshire and Dorset, and to the coast, where the animal then swam for a mile to a beach on Brown Sea Island.
All right.
She spent 4 days on the island.
Sounds lovely.
Helped by a resident who left out food for her. Then attempted, she did, to swim back to the mainland, but may not have been accounting for the tide. So two men in a boat saw her struggling on Saturday. She wasn't going to make that swim back, so they turned the boat around. She hooked her paws on the ladder, and one of the lads jumped into the water and helped her out. Amber is now said to be in good condition. I have never known a dog that travels that many miles and survives. What a girl. Hopefully, Amber will have a calmer, more stable spirit as she has gone back to the home where she was able to jump over the 8-foot-high fence.
You think that's a home she wants to be at? She
Apparently
jumped
not.
Over an 8-foot fence and then swam to an island.
Was it you or someone else who had the close call? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Madison. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hola. So over this past weekend, my friends and I, we had about 6 boats on the Columbia. We were going down to the sandbars about 30 minutes. We're out there having a great time. We got the high wind advisory, but we didn't get out of there in time. We're on our way out. We have one boat go down motor-wise, so we're trying to tow it. We have the other boats in front of us. And we lose sight of all of them. We round the corner and we see one of the boats sticking out of the Columbia and all the passengers on the shore. Then we could not find the other boat that was in front of us. And come to find out, he was on the phone with one of the boat that we were towing. And he pretty sure his boat goes down. We don't hear from him for hours. And
so you're saying you think he sinks the boat?
Yeah. So we're fully anticipating hearing that he died.
Okay. Like, okay. Now, was this like a pontoon boat in the high wind? You thought maybe the boat was blown over?
No, so he had sent us videos actually of like his boat taking on water. He then called one of our friends and he's like, I don't know what to do. So he told the story later. He said he grabbed his the first life jacket he could find, lit his last cigarette, and jumped in.
Lit the last cigarette. Right. I like that.
Arm up in the air.
Right, I guarantee it.
Trying to keep that baby dry.
Yeah. It ain't getting wet. So how many hours did you think this guy was dead?
About two or three.
And how did you find out he wasn't? Did he give you a call or did he physically show up somewhere?
So we found out by a video being sent to us with him sitting in our kitchen in the cabin eating noodles like, I'm alive!
Wow. How somber is it for those two or three hours where you think your friend's dead?
It is the most terrifying experience of my life. I'm still reeling from it. Like, this just happened on Saturday.
Did you guys call authorities? Like, in the time that you thought he was dead,
yeah.
you did call them and say, hey,
yeah.
man.
But so what do you... The sheriff found him on the shore. And the only reason they spotted him because he was in a bright pink life jacket.
Jesus. Mm. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's kind of embarrassing.
Whatever works.
Yeah. Okay. So now do they go and try to find that boat and take it out of the Columbia River? Or is it forever at the bottom of that thing?
So there were actually two boats that went down. We were able to recover one the next morning, thankfully. The other one is currently still in the bottom of the Columbia, and Fish and Game said that he either has to pay for a non-recovery fee or a recovery fee. Either way, he has to sign it off to Fish and Game. It's no longer his boat.
Wait. How much is the non-recovery fee? How much are you going to charge me to not do anything?
$1,500, I believe they said.
And what's the recovery fee?
Recovery fee is $2,000.
So where's the boat going? Is it just going back to them?
I guess it's more effort to like try and get it out and all that, so they have to use more resources.
Right, but you still don't get your boat back.
Right.
No, either way, you're out of a boat.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So $1,500, we're not going to get it for you. $2,000, we will.
Where were you on the Columbia? What area?
Around Vantage, right off I-90.
All right. Oh, man. You're out by the gorge.
So are you on the water?
Yeah, we could see the gorge from the sandbar. We'd been out there multiple times. It had never been that bad, and the swells were they were insane. We were all scared for our lives.
Was this the weekend that you were there, Ted?
As I say, was this Memorial Day weekend?
No, this was just this weekend.
Oh, I see.
All right, because you got into some crap out there.
Yeah, man. Bob Dylan played about 7 songs, and then they had to stop the concert because the wind and, like, these storms blew in.
Oh, really? It
rained a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Bob Dylan only played a couple.
You kind of glad that of all the artists that you could see that day that his was the set that was cut short?
Full disclosure, yes.
Yes.
Was he good at all? Did you know one song, anything?
So here's the deal. Billy Strings was awesome.
Yeah, you said you really enjoyed his set.
And you're dancing. It's like, and then Bob comes out. And I'm kind of, if you know the gorge, if you look at the stage to the left, there's like a liquor garden in there.
Yeah.
Right? So we're standing there. Now, my buddy I had gone with, he does music and everything. So he's kind of off to the side watching it. He's about to have a tear. He's having a
Bob Dylan moment.
Dylan's his guy. He's like, I can't believe I'm seeing Bob Dylan. And just as I walk over and go, you know what? You're right. I should respect Dylan more. Concert's paused.
Jesus.
This was daytime.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hours before they re-got it going. But yeah, those storms blew in quick. And also, always put on your rain fly.
Was it you or someone else who had the close call? 206-803-ROG.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
Okay, so my story is I was 16 and a couple older boys, seniors, came to pick me up to go to a party. And we ended up, maybe 10 minutes later, we got pulled over by 7 cop cars with guns pointed at us and put in handcuffs. I was put in the back of a cop car, but my friends didn't tell me anything that was going on. And then apparently they had pulled a gun on somebody before they came and got me. And I was kind of lucky that the police officer, she was the mother of a girl that I played basketball with, so she knew who I was. But Then she...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Called my mom.
But you don't know this has happened.
Right.
Like, as a parent, I'm like, okay, you're hanging out obviously with the wrong crowd.
But you don't know the wrong
crowd. But you don't know
crowd.
That until you do now. So, you know.
Well, then, I mean, it gets worse because my mom had to come pick me up, but I had snuck out of the house.
Right. I was going to say, I bet you the key
is there's more
she didn't know you were gone. Did you find out?
No.
Okay, when you find out that somebody in that group or the group itself pulled a gun out on someone, were you shocked? Right? There's certain people that'd be like, I can't believe that. And then there's other people I would think, I absolutely believe that.
Yes and no. I mean, they wouldn't tell me what was going on. They acted a little nervous, but I just didn't really think anything of it. I was just dumb and going to a party. But then when they started saying something about, like, not don't turn left here, and then all of a sudden, all these cop cars just surround us, and I was like, what did you do? They're like, just don't ask. You don't need to know. It's better that way. But one of them, I'm definitely not. I wasn't that surprised.
Okay, with Facebook and everything else, where are they now? Do you know?
Yeah, actually, the one that pulled the gun out, he contacted me this last year. He's like scamming girls basically around the different states. Even he tried to come stay with me in San Diego and. Like,
Jesus.
No.
Gross.
No. No.
He's an idiot.
No.
It sounds
like.
No.
12, 15 years either.
Yeah.
He's still scamming people.
Yeah.
It's stupid. But my mom, that was the worst part when my mom came to get me and drove me home.
And it's amazing, you know, how your kid logic works. Mm-hmm. Because in any situation like that, the worst part, doesn't matter what the cops said, doesn't matter what the cops did, it's all about. The parents showed up.
Right.
Then as an adult, the worst part, strictly the arrest. Mm-hmm. I don't give a rat's ass what anyone thinks. It's like, I just got arrested. This sucks.
Yeah, if I'm in San Diego and I got buddy calls, like I'm like, no, Ricker's on the couch, man.
Nope.
Couch is taken, brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.